In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Oh, our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
You are the creator of the universe.
你是宇宙的主，创造者。
You are our merciful Father.
你是慈爱的父亲。
You gave us this wonderful earth and granted us the beautiful sunshine, the wind, and the rain.
你给我们这个居住的地球，给我们美好的天气。
So that we can enjoy your wonderful blessings to live in this earth.
所以我们就得到这样的福气，能够在这里生活。
Lord, remember that you used 6 days to create it, heaven and earth.
记得你用六天来创造天地。
And you rested at the seventh day.
你在第七日来安息。
You said that you will bless this day.
你说你要祝福这一日。
You said that this is a holy day.
你说这是一个圣日。
So today, if we honor your words and come to worship you in this holy Sabbath day, we shall receive bless from you.
所以我们今日来谨守这个诫命，我们要来接受你的福气。
You say that you shall give the inheritance of Jacob to us.
你要把雅各的财产给我们。
You say that we shall have we shall ride on the high land.
你说我们要在高地上骑乘。
Lord, we know that every word you say counts.
知道你所说的每一句话都会算数。
We simply need to use our faith to uphold your promise.
我们只需要用我们的信心就可以来得到你的福气。
Indeed, it's a wonderful blessing, and we thank you, Lord, that so many brothers and sisters and friends can come to your presence to enjoy this kind of blessing.
这真是你的祝福，我们能够有很多弟兄姐妹和朋友来到这里。
Lord, we also remember that you delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, go crossing the Red Sea, and later on enter the Promised Land.
神，我们知道你把以色列人从埃及解救出来，过红海，然后到了应许之地。
Lord, we used to be a sinner.
神啊，我们以前是罪人。
We rebel against you.
我们犯罪过冒犯你。
We did not know you.
我们不认识你。
We did many things that is evil in your eyes.
我们的确做了很多，在你眼里看是错的事。
We served Pharaoh, the king of the world.
我们去，服侍法老，就是这个世上的王。
Lord, we thank you through your mighty hand. Today we are delivered out of this sinful world.
今天。我们感谢通过你的大能大力把我们解救出来。
Your blood have washed away our sin.
你的血已经洗去我们的罪。
Through water baptism, we become a new person.
通过水的洗礼，我们已经成为新人。
So Lord, we want to take this opportunity to give thanks to you, and we want to show our appreciation to your mighty grace.
神啊，我们想用这个机会来感谢你的伟大的解救。
Lord, today we come here is to worship you.
神，我们来这里来崇拜你。
This is your house.
这是你的家。
This is the dwelling place of Holy Spirit.
这是一个圣灵在的地方。
We know that you are the king of this house.
我知道你在这个家里是王。
So we come here to behold your glory in spirit.
所以我来这里来目睹你的尊严。
We know that over here our angels are with us to worship you.
我们知道在这里天使也在这里看顾我们。
So really we thank you so much that we have this privilege.To come to your presence to honor and worship you.
所以我们知道这是一个特别尊贵的机会，能够来这里。
May you yourself guide our service for today.
求你能够带领我们今天的聚会。
May you bless our service.
求你祝福这个聚会。
May you bless those who come to your presence with sincere godly heart.
也求你祝福每一个到这里。用虔诚的心敬拜你的。
We pray in this way, may all the glory and praise be unto your name.
我们这样的祷告。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I want to testify for our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉 奉主耶稣圣名，我想在这里做见证。
First of all, we'd like to welcome our friend and brothers and sisters,
首先我想
to join us to worship the Lord.
首先我想欢迎每个来这里的朋友、弟兄和姐妹们。
Today, we shall try to learn, how Solomon built up the temple of God.
今天我想和大家一起学习所罗门王怎么来建立神的殿。
Let's turn to Psalm 26, verse 8.
我们来看，诗篇。
Psalm 26, verse 8.
诗篇二十六章第八节。
Psalm 26, verse 8.
诗篇二十六章第八节。
26, verse 8.
诗篇二十六章第八节。
Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwell. Here David says that he loved the house of God.
这里大卫王说，我喜爱你所住的殿。
The house of God is where God's glory dwells.
这个神的殿就是神显荣耀的地方。
After King Solomon built up the temple of God, the cloud filled in the temple of God.
当所罗门王建了殿的时候，云彩充满了这个殿。
The cloud referred to the glory of God.
这个云彩就是神的荣耀。
So indeed, the church of God shall feel the glory of God.
所以神的教会应该充满了神的荣耀。
If we build the temple of God according to the will of God, for sure God will be with us.
当我们用神的根据神的旨意来建造神的殿的时候，这里就会充满神的荣耀。
We know the material temple is not the most important.
我们知道物质上的殿并不是最重要的。
So you see, even on the way of building the temple, God already showed up to Solomon to tell him that if you obey the law of God, then I will really take care of this temple.
即使是在建造这个殿的过程当中，神已经向所罗门王显示，如果你是按着神的旨意来做，我就会来照顾这个神的。
But if you do not obey the law of God, even after you build it up, one day when people pass by, they will laugh at this temple which is already got ruined.
但如果不是按照神的旨意建的殿，即使已经建成，当建好以后，这个殿也会被破坏。
Brethren, today we Our body is the temple of God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的身体就是神的殿。
Our church over here is the temple of God.
我们的在这里的教会也是神的殿。
It does not refer to this building.
并不是指这个建筑物。
By definition, church means that every person who are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, when they get together, they form a church.
根据圣经的定义，神的殿是指每一个用主耶稣基督的宝血买来的。
So we shall use the word of God to build ourselves.
所以我们要用神的话来建筑。
We shall use the commandment of God to build the church.
我们要用神的诫命来建立教会。
Then you can see the clouds, the glory will abide within us, will abide in among us.
我们就会看到神的云彩，也就是神的荣耀。会和我们同在。
So how did God want Solomon to build this temple?
我们要看看所罗门王是怎么主是怎么让所罗门王来建。
This is the way we shall build up our church and build up ourselves.
这是我们同样的方法，我们也要来建我们的教会和我们的。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 and 2.
请大家看列王记上第六章。
We shall put a bookmark in 1 Kings chapter 6.
我们可以在这里放一个书签。
First Kings chapter 6, 1 and 2.
列王记上第六章第一和第二节。
6, 1 and 2. And it came to pass in the 418th year after the children of Israel had come out of land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. Verse 2.
第二节。
Now the house ofWhich King Solomon built for the Lord, its length was 60 cubits, its width 20, and its height 30 cubits. Now here, talk about the structure of the temple.
这里在讲这个圣殿的结构。
It is about the 60 cubits in length and 20 cubits in width.
长60肘，宽20肘。
This is about 90 feet in length and 30 feet in width.
大概是90英尺，宽30英尺。
So it times together is about 2,700 feet, square feet.
大概是2700平方尺。
My house is about 1,500 square feet with three bedroom.
我的家大概是1500尺，有三个卧室。
So if you are my house double size, is about the size of the temple.
所以你看到，如果把我家大概加一倍的大小，就是这个圣殿。
This is even not as great as a great mansions in Beverly Hill.
但如果你比较和比弗利山庄的那些豪宅，这个圣殿甚至比那还小。
But you can see that the difference is that even though it is only like 2,700 square feet, but it it's paved with gold. If you look at it, it's really very, very beautiful.
虽然它不大，但是完全用金子来铺成，所以非常漂亮。
Now, we want to ask a question: Is this measurement important?
那么我们要问问，是不是这个大小很重要呢
？Can I build a house like 2,710 square feet?
我们可以做一个。710尺的房子吗
？Now, we can understand that the measurement is from God's instruction.
我们会发现这个设计是通过神的旨意。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle chapter 28, verse 11. Second 历代志下。
我们来看历代。
First Chronicle, I'm sorry.
历代志上。
First Chronicle chapter 28.
历代志上第。八章，
二十八章，
第二十八章。
First Chronicle chapter 28, verse 11.
历代志上二十八章
，verse 11 and 12.
第十一节、十二节。
Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, the house, the treasury, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat. Verse 12.And the plans of all that he had by the Spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers all around, and treasuries of the house of God, and all the treasury for the dedicated things. Oh, you can see that the plan was given by David to Solomon, and it was by the Spirit of God. Spirit of God moved David, then David gave the plan to his son Solomon.
我们看到这个是通过神的灵，来启示，所罗门王和他的儿子。
Please read verse 19.
我们来看十九。
First Chronicle 28 verse 19.
十九节。
All this, said David, the Lord has made me understand in writings by his hand upon me all the works of this plan. So you can see it is God's hand upon David, and David drew all the plans of the structures of the blueprint of the temples.
我们会看到，这是用神用他的手来让大卫画出这个蓝图。
Today, the same token, when you build the church of God, we should not use the measurement beyond the measurement of God.
同样道理，我们今天在建立教会的时候，我们不应该用超过神的方法来。
You see, even the ark of God, the measurement is also by the mouth of God.
即使是方舟，它的尺寸大小也是通过神的旨意。
You can see only by the measure of God under the floods, it was able to flow it. It was not flipped in the flood.
因为是根据神的旨意，所以方舟即使在大洪水中也没有被没有翻倒。
One day God shall come and use fire to burn the earth.
有一天神也会来用大火来把这个地球烧掉。
Only the church of God will have salvation.
只有神的殿，神的教会会生存下。
But that church got to build up according to the measurement of God, according to the teaching instruction of God.
但是这样的教会必须完全依照神的教训来。
Otherwise, we do not know what God will do about those people who follow only partially concerning the truth of God.
我们并不知道那些只是部分的遵循神的旨意的教会会怎么样。
But according to the Noah's day, I don't believe, I really doubt they are able to stand firm in tribulations.
但是我们看看在挪亚时代的经历，那些我的确会怀疑那些如果没有站得立得稳的教会的结局。
Two weeks ago I was in a friend's house.
两礼拜前我在一个慕道友家里。
He was a very fervent believers in the other denomination.
他是另外一个教会非常虔诚的教徒。
At the conclusion, he said to me,
那么他对我说的他的结论。
I realized that True Jesus Church, you do not only observe what is inwardly, you do not only talk about love, outwardly you try to follow 100% of the Bible.
他发现真耶稣教会的信徒在内心来跟从神的旨意，在外表上也想完全的遵循神的旨意。
He said the way we perform water baptism, everything like outwardly you want to follow the Bible, but inwardly we just want to say, oh, God is love, so it's enough. All I need to do is believe. But he says that now we want to win inwardly, you follow outwardly.
在内心里我们说有些人说我们只要讲爱就可以了，但其实我们要从内心和外在都要做得到。
I remember our friend, I says that yes, you are right. I mean, inward is very important. Love is very important. But remember that the Bible says, if you abide my commandments, that means that you love me.
根据我们的理解，我们认为在内心的爱非常重要，但是内心和外在的所有的遵循神的旨意，就是爱的表现。
If you obey my words, you love me. That means you love me.
如果你遵循我的话，就是你爱我。
So today we shall try our very best to build up the church of God according to the measurement of God.
因此今天我们建立教会的时候，要完全按照神的旨意。
Then the glory of God can fill inside us because we don't do it ourselves.
这样神的荣耀就能够和我们同在。
Now secondly, let's turn back to us. First Kings chapter 6.
我们再看回列王记上第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
第六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.And he made for the house windows with beveled frames. Please read.
这里讲又为殿做了严谨的窗棂。
You can see that the temple has windows.
我们看到殿是有窗户。
It is just like the Ark of God also have windows on the top.
就像约柜也有上面。
I'm sorry, the Ark of Noah. Sorry, the Ark of Noah has a window on the top of the ark.
就像方舟在顶上也有开窗户。
So the sun can come in.
这样阳光可以进来。
Also the sun can come in into the temple.
所以我们的殿有窗户，这样阳光可以进来。
Now our body is the temple of God.
那么我们的身体是神的殿。
And our eyes are just like the windows of our body.
我们的眼睛就是我们心灵的窗户。
Now what does this windows of temple teach us?
那么这个殿的窗户给我们怎样的教
训？ It says that it got a narrow frame, beveled frame, narrow frame.
这里讲到是一个小的窗户。
So it tells us that this window is what? It's a narrow outward and broad inward, huh?
那么这个教训就是我们要有一个大大的内心，然后有一个比较小的。
Now, if you stand at the temple, you look outside, yeah, it's a narrow one, But if you look inside, it's very broad.
所以我们看到这个神的殿，虽然外面看小小的，但是当你进去的时候，里面很大。
What does this try to teach us as a person, as a spiritual person?
这个给我们在属灵上有什么样教训？
When we look at other people, yeah, we shall do not look at the shortcomings clearly, but when we look at our shortcomings, we shall slowly examine what is inside us. But when we look out, we should be careful. We shall not, you know, try to pick all the shortcomings fussy about other people.
我们是要严于律己，要看到自己的缺点，要宽于待人，要好好看别人的优点。
Now Jesus says that, you know, every time we always like to pick up the needles of other people's eyes, but forget that we got a lot in our own eyes.
这里讲，我们总是看别人眼里的刺，但忘了自己眼里的梁木。
So as a spiritual person, we should thoroughly examine ourselves, but when we look at other people, use the love of God, use the loving eyes, we should not always try to pick up the mistakes of others.
所以我们对别人不要那么的挑剔，不要看到只看到别人的缺点。
What's the difference between windows and mirror?
我们想想窗户和镜子的区别。
Windows, we always like to see other people's. Windows, we like to see other people's. But mirror, you reflect to yourself.
窗户就是用来看别人的，但是镜子是用来看自己。
So when we say this spiritual temple has a narrow frame, it really teaches us how do we deal with us and deal with other people.
所以我们看到殿用了小小的窗户，我们就知道要怎么样对待别人和对待自己。
Now let's read First Kings chapter 6 verse 5.
来，我们来看《列王记上》第六章第五节。
Chapter 6 verse 5.
第六章第五节。
Against the wall, the temple he built.Chambers all around, against the wall of the temple, all around the sanctuary and the inner sanctuary. Thus, I jump to read verse 10.
请大家看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
And he built side chambers against the entire temples. We can see around the temples there are chambers.
我们看到在殿旁边是有旁屋。
What are chambers for?
靠着殿有旁屋，这些圈这些旁屋在干什么
？Chambers is for priests to put their staff to prepare to worship the Lord.
这是要让那些祭司们能够在能够在那里准备。
So, but it bring to our attention is that the chamber is built against the temple.
看到旁屋是靠着殿做的。
Means what? If there's no temple, there's no chambers.
这说明如果没有殿就没有旁屋。
Service is for worship, not worship for service.
这个侍奉是为了祷崇拜，不是崇拜为了侍奉。
Why do we come here today?
你为什么来这里呢
？We come here mainly is to worship God.
我们来这里主要是要来崇拜神。
Without the purpose of worshiping God, the lunch services, I mean the eating, the cleaning, the other things don't make any sense. Other things exist because worshiping exists.
我们来这里是为了来敬拜神。如果没有敬拜神，那些扫地、吃饭，还有各种服侍的工作都没有意义。
Yes, other things are important.
当然，这些服事非常重要。
But most important for us to come to church is that we shall come ourselves down, and we know we are here to honor and worship and kneel down in front of this Almighty God for services, for worshiping.
所以最重要的是来到这里，我们能够静下心来，然后好好的敬拜神。
Now many people they will say that you know Sabbath day is the most busiest day in their life.
有人说。在安息日是他们最忙的一个日子。
They cannot find peace in their heart.
他们不能发现平安。
They need to do RE, they need to do cleaning, they need to do conducting the hymn, they need to do take care of baby. I'm so exhausted on Sabbath day.
他们在这安息日要做宗教教育，要施勤，然后要做各种事情，他们非常的累。
But in reality, we should truly reflect ourselves.What is the major purpose for us to come here?
但是我们要反省一下自己，我们来到教会的真正目的是什么？
All the other things are minor.
其他事情都不重要。
Necessary but minor.
需要的，但是并不重要。
Most important thing is, we know today, my heart shall come down. My heart is to worship this Almighty God.
我们要在心里要平安，然后要对自己说，我们今天来是要敬拜神。
I will try my best to serve God because I need to serve God also.
我也要尽力来侍奉神。
But all the servitude is for the purpose of worshiping.
但是所有的侍奉都是为了敬拜。
You see, let's talk about the beings of the. Let's read chapter 6 again.
我们来看第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 6.
第六章第六节。
Chapter 6 verse 6.The Lord's chamber was 5 cubits wide, and middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third was 7 cubits wide. For he made narrow ledges around the outside of the temple, so that the support beams would not be fastened into the walls of the temple. Verse 10.
第十节。
And he built side chambers against the entire temple, each 5 cubits high.They were attached to the temple with cedar beams. So you can see in the side chambers, right? There were cedars. And the Bible especially mentioned that the pillar, the beam shall not fasten into the wall of the temple.
这里说房屋的梁木不能够插入殿的墙。
Many of us are like the pillars of God's temple. In servitude, we are pillars. Yeah, we have many ideas. We are very talented. We are gifted. We do many service work.
我们很喜欢殿里的柱子。我们很多人可以被认为是神的殿的柱子。
We are all very professional when it comes to servitude.
我们来支持这个神的殿。我们也非常的专业。
But we got to remember our professions.Our servitude cannot damage the wall of the temple, meaning that servitude cannot damage worshiping.
所以我们用我们的才能来为神做工，我们都非常的专业，但是这里说神的这个柱子不能够插入神的殿的墙，所以就是说侍奉不能够和这个崇拜冲突。
专业不能取代服事 ，really. A lot of time we try to bring outward profession.Understanding into the church and try to use our professional way to build up our church.
有时候我们想把从社会上的所做的这个专业能带到教会，但是并不能。
For example, I'm very gifted in music.
比如说我在音乐上非常有成就。
So maybe in the afternoon, instead of worshiping, music worshiping, we make something like similar to music worshiping, but mainly what? There's no difference like what?Music concert outside. Then actually, we bring this music into the church, but we make holy music worshiping similar or exactly the same like concert outside. Actually, our music, this kind of worship already what? Fastened the wall of the temple.
比如说，我非常在音乐上非常有成就，那我就在每天下午在音乐的崇拜当中把整个场合都变成像一个音乐会一样。如果我这样做，就是把用我的专业来冲和这个崇拜冲突。
For example, I'm a good lawyer.
比如说，我是一个很好的。
I really like to help brother and sister, and you know, but in the afternoon service, maybe the church want to give him a time just talk about the health. Introduce what is cancer, what is arthritis, and so on and so forth. Then actually, if you make service time to allow professional people.To talk about professional knowledge on service time, then really it's like a beam fastened into the wall of the temple.
那么如果是个律师，如果在下午聚会的时候
，I'm sorry, a lawyer don't talk about it. I'm talking doctor. Sorry.
比如说是一个医生，那么他在每下午的时候用这崇拜的时间来介绍那些健康的知识，那么就是用他的专业来和崇拜冲突。
I'm not saying that in fellowship we cannot do it. Yes, we can do it in fellowship time, but not worshiping time. Like,major worship time, it's morning and afternoon. Worshiping time should focus on God himself, worship God himself, and pray himself. And the other thing is try to support those kind of activities.
当然我们可以在团契当中做这种事，但是在主要的崇拜时间，比如说是安息日的上午和下午，我们就只能够谈神和神的事。
Therefore, the beam will not fast into the wall of the temple. The servitude will not damage the worshiping.
这样房屋的梁木就不会插入殿的墙中。
Now let's talk again. Let's talk about servitude. Let's read verse 6 again.
我们再来看服事。
Verse 6, the Lord's chamber was 5 cubits wide, and the middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third was what? That was 7 cubits wide. This is very interesting structure.
第六节。这个结构非常的有趣。
The lower, usually our structure is like this, right? The lower supposed to be, you know, like a tower, right? The lower usually to be wider and then narrower and narrower. But over here, it was what? Narrower and wider and wider. Bottom is narrower, and middle is wider, and the top is widest.
一般来说，建筑物就像塔一样，下面大，上面小。但是在这里，你看到下面比较窄。往上就变宽了。
So what does this try to teach us?
那这是要告诉我们什么
？As a spiritual person, as a person who try to serve the Lord, the longer we serve, the broader should be our view, the wider should be our heart.
一个属灵的人，他当他侍奉神越久，那他的视野要越宽，他的心要越宽。
We should be more tolerant. We should be more patient. We should have more wisdom of God. We should have more eyesight of God.
我们 们要更 有爱心，更宽容，我们的眼界要更大。
You see, the Pharisees, they are very narrow-minded.
我们知道，法利赛人他们的眼界非常的窄。
So that when Jesus came, they did not think about what was the will of God. They only think about jealousy. Yeah, this person is going to take away our fame, our leadership. Many people follow Jesus. So the more they pursue after God, the narrower their chamber is.
法利赛人当他们看到耶稣出现的时候，他们就嫉妒，他们就害怕耶稣会把他们的名声夺走，所以他们的眼界非常非常的窄。
So we shall learn from ego, like four living creatures. The ego fly very high. His eyesight is very far and beyond.
我们要像鹰一样，当鹰在高空飞的时候，他的眼睛能看到很远。
So when we come to the Church of God, when we serve the Lord, we can have the eyes of eagles.
当我们来到神的殿中来为神做工的时候，我们要有鹰一样的眼睛。
How do we serve the Lord? Where is the future of the church? How do we run evangelism? Those kind of things can really come into our mind.
我们怎么侍奉神？我们怎么来宣道？我们都要有一个非常深远的一个眼光。
Then indeed, if we build like this, you can see the glory of God will fill the temple of God.
如果我们这样，我们就是根据神的旨意来建圣殿。
Now let's talk about the process of construction.
然后我们来看一下这个建筑的过程。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
我们来看《列王记上》第六章第七节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7.
第六章第七节。
And the temple it was being built was built with the stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was hurt in the temple while it was being built. You can see the temple was built. Original material was stones.
知道殿是由石头做成。
You know what? In the eyes of God, every one of us is a living stone.
因为我们在神的眼里都是活石。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
请大家看彼得一书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
彼得一书二章一节。彼得前书二章一节。
第五节。
对不起。彼得前书二章五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer a spiritual spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The Bible here says that every one of us is like a stone.
这里圣经说我们每个人都是一个石头。
But not a dead stone.
不是死的石头。
It's a living stone.
是活的石头。
Just like Jesus Christ was a living rock.
就好像耶稣是活的石头。
They followed the Israelite people and he was able to eat out water to quench the thirst of Israelite people on the wildernesses.
就好像以色列人在旷野中，那个石头可以出水。
Today we are this church over here, like you are living stone, I'm living stone. Everybody piled it up together and form the house of God.
现在在教会中，每一个人都是活石，我们叠在一起就来做成圣殿。
Now you come back to First Kings chapter 6 again.
我们来看到列王记上第六章。
It says that all these stones.Finish at the mountain side.
这些石头都是在山中凿成。
What does it mean?
这什么意思？
Today, before we are able to unite and work with brother and sister, united as a living church, everybody shall hide in the mountain and cultivate our spirituality.
当我们每个人要来教会中服事的时候，我们都要在山中来做灵修。
Just like Jesus Christ always hide himself in the mountain.To do spiritual cultivation, to pray many hours to cultivate his spirituality.
就好像主耶稣基督他在服事之前，他也总是在山中、在旷野中来祷告。
You know, the stone that the temple used, yeah, in Chinese we call it it's a white 石灰岩 no, I don't know how to say this in English. It's a kind of stone that when you cut it, you expose it to the air, it will be what? Oxidizes. And then we become very hot. So after you cut it, it become hot, it will be very difficult to fix it. Huh? So you better measure it first, and before it oxidizes, you prepare it in the mountain. Therefore, it will be much easier when you put the houses together. Huh?
那么这里建的殿是一种石灰岩，那么它在土里的时候还是软的，但是当它一旦被切出来，在空气中就会氧化变成非常坚硬，所以为了使这个石头能够合适使用，必须在切的时候要量好尺寸。
Have you ever cut your trees in your house？
你在你的家里头砍过树吗
？When the branch is attached to the trunk, it's easier to cut because it.The moisture is still inside. If you put the wood outside and cut, leave in the ground, on the ground for a long, long time, you try to cut it again, it becomes very hard, so difficult to cut it.
当这个树枝还在树干上的时候，你去砍树还比较好砍，因为中间是有这个有湿气，有水气。但是当它变干的时候就不好砍。
I think the stone over there is a similar theory, huh?
所以这里的石头也是有同样的道理。
How many of you ever been to Peru? There was a place called Machu Picchu.
大家没有去过秘鲁一个叫 Machu Picchu 的地方。
It was this place was discovered by an American tourist. I found out that wow, there are many marvelous buildings, yeah, piled up by stone without any nails or other things, yeah.Everything was piled up by stones.
在秘鲁的这个地方，
马丘比丘 ，Machu Picchu，
叫马丘比丘的地方，大家旅行者发现那里有一个很大的很多很大的建筑物群，所有的这个连接都没有用钉子。
Everything was piled up by stones.
都是用石头，然后没有用。
You know, originally there are a lot of trees and weeds over there, and they do not know how to show this beautiful ancient building. They decided to chop down the tree, but I think if they chop down the tree, when the tree falls, it's going to damage the structure because it was made of stones, right? So what did they do? They burned the whole village. All the weeds and woods was burned up, and the structure of the building remains, yeah? All beautiful stones piled up. Pile up the construct the buildings.
这个石头的建筑群是在一个荒草当中，所以还有树林当中，他们害怕如果把这个树砍倒会把这些建筑物损坏掉，所以他用火烧的方法把这些木头和草都
一起烧掉。Now, original church building was like that. It was all piled up.By every stone, and stone lean upon stone. So some says that the whole city of Jerusalem is like what? Like a city united beautifully together. 联络整齐的上面。
所以这个殿以前是用这个石头一个一个垒起来的。所以当时说这是一个联络整齐的城。
So what do we learn from this?
那么我们可以学习到什么
？As a spiritual temple of God, I mean, to build up a spiritual temple of God, every one of us really.How to cultivate ourselves in secret.
所以这里教训是说
in the mountain.
要建成神的殿，我们每个人都要在一个密室当中来修炼。
If we do not cultivate ourselves, you know, when you come to the church and work with other people, I will poke you, you will poke me. You know, we cannot link together nicely and looks beautifully. It's going to be chaotic.
因为如果不这样的话，我们在教会当中就会有冲突。
You can see verse 7, when they build, you do not hear the voice of hammer and scissors and other iron metals.
因为这里提到，锤子、斧子、别样铁器的响声都没有听到。
See, especially when we're building the church, we come to the church, we hope that everybody like to see this is a peaceful place, harmony place, full of glory of God.Nobody will come here and hear people, this person is fighting with that person, quarrel with that person. And when people come here, everybody feels very sad. You know, you got to face all the disharmony in the church. So, truly, we got to cultivate ourselves in the secret so that no sound is heard on the process of building the house of God.
所以我们每个人都要有在私下里灵修，这样在教会里就不会听到那些争吵的声音。
Yesterday, a brother commented one thing really touched my heart.
昨天有一个弟兄提到一个事情让我非常感动。
He said he learned.
他说他学习到
ego and God cannot coexist. Ego and God, your self ego, 你的自我。
他说你的自我和神不能同在。
He says, before when you come to church, I bring a little ego. My opinion is the best. My way is the best. You should try to honor me as a, you know, my opinion.
当我们来到教会，带了很多自我的东西来，表示说我要这个，我要那个，我认为这个我那个好。
He says that he left church for a period of time because he had too much ego, too many egos.
他不得不离开教会，因为他的自我太多。
He says, thank God he is able to return and learn that ego and God cannot coexist.
我感谢神，他能够回来，因为他认识到自我和神不能同在。
Now let's continue reading. Later on, they also try to build the centuries and the inner century and our century, holy and the most holy.
所以这里在这里在接下来讲，他们要建圣殿，圣所和至圣所。
Let's read chapter 6 verse 18.
我们来看第十八节，第六章第十八节。
Chapter 6 verse 18.
第六章第十八节。
The inside of the temple was cedar, covered with ornamental buds and open flowers. All was cedar. There was no stone being seen. You can see all the stones they done was covered with wood, with cedar wood.
我们看到殿中的石头都不显露，都是用香柏木遮盖。
Let's read another verse.
我们来看另外一节。
Verse 22, chapter 6, verse 22.
我们来看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
The whole temple was overlaid with gold until he had finished all the temple. Also, he overlaid with gold the entire altar that was by inner sanctuary. You can see now.All the wood has been piled up beautifully. And then it was paved with the cedar wood. And then all the gold was covered all the wood. Yeah?
我们看到石头被 木遮盖，木又被金子遮盖。
What does this teach us?
这个告诉我们什么？
When we come to the church of God,
当我们来到神的殿，
nobody see your own nature.Nobody see your own beauty, but see God's nature and God's beauty.
没有，我们不让人看到我们的自我，而是要看到神。
Gold is the color of God. Gold refer to the glory and nature of God.
金子是比喻神。
When people come to the church, they did not see a person like how talented and gifted is this person, you know, or elevate the person. Just look at the stones, very beautiful. No, you are covered, yeah? People come here, they only see the glory of God, not individual beauty only. Your own glory is covered by God's glory.
在教会的每一个人，不管你有多么的有才华，多么有天赋，但是我们都不会升高任何一个人。在这里我们只看到神的荣耀。
So people come here to behold the glory of God and everybody hide themselves.
所以在这里每个人都把神的荣耀放在前面，把自己隐藏起来。
See, when Jesus did beautiful things, yeah, first thing he did is that he depart from the multitude and hide himself in the mountain.
当我们看到主耶稣，当他做完一个大事，神迹奇事的时候，他首先是离开那些人，然后把自己隐藏起来。
When Jesus feed 5,000 men, he also urged disciples to leave that location, go to the boat, and do not receive a lot of praise from people.
当主耶稣喂饱五千人的时候，他马上让门徒离开那个地方，然后上船离开。
It is to give glory to God.
这是要把荣耀归给神。
So you can see the angel, the cherubim, they have 6 wings. Two wings cover face, two wings cover feet, and two wings was to fly.
这里看到 基路伯有六个翅膀，两个是要遮住眼睛，两个来飞，还有
两个遮住腿啊。
两个遮住
腿。Angels got beautiful face.
天使的眼的容貌非
常漂亮。But in front of God, they cover their face.
但是他们却用翅膀遮住眼。
Angels did beautiful jobs.
天使做了很好的工作。
But in front of God, they cover their feet.
但是在神面前，他把脚遮住。
They only like use their wing to fly and shout out, holy, 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 God's name, God should receive all the glory.
他用他用两只翅膀来飞，然后说，圣哉，圣哉。
So today, we learned, we got to magnify the name of God and allow God to deserve the glory and.Do not grab the glory of God. Do not eat away the glory of God by yourself.
所以我们今天，我们不能够把神的荣耀夺走。
Everything we do is for the glory of God.
我们做的每一件事都是为了神的荣耀。
See, sometimes when I go to some local churches, on the slides, they printed the name of the preacher and the name of the interpreter.
我有时候去一些地方教会看到这个这个投影上面会提到这个讲道的人的名字。
Ask them why do you do this?
我就问你要这样做什么呢？
They says that because there are many friends in the church and nobody know each other.
因为他告诉我们说，因为很多人在这个教会里，所以他们互相不了解。
I think it is okay if you want to do so, but you know, if make it a tradition, I don't think it is good because.Really, we do not want to elevate people's name in the church.
我认为这样做还好，但是，我的确认为不应该把人的名字。
If it become a tradition, it is no good.
如果这变成一个传统，就不是一个好事。
Maybe temporarily you have some purpose, God knows, yeah. But really, we should be very alert. We do not elevate any people's name.
所以啊，
to grab the glory of God.
如果只是暂时让人能够认识这个人。可能还好，但是不应该成为传统。我们要记住，的确不能把任何一个人抬高的。
We mentioned in over here in Southern California, we are talking about TV evangelism.
我们在南加州要提到用电视来做宣道。
But we also talk about, you know, when you do TV evangelism, we should not only send one person; it should be a group of person, so that you know, when people look at the TV, talk about TJC, only know one person. No, we got to.Elevate the name of God, but not know that, you know, TJC is where God's runs. The abiding of the Holy Spirit, not one person to present this church.
所以当真耶稣教会做电视传道的时候，我们要记住不要让一个人在上面，而是让有一群人有机会上，这样大家在认识真耶稣教会的时候，不会只想到那个人。
So, we shall not lift up any man, but lift up.The name of God.
所以我们不要把人的名字拿出来，而是要把神抬出来。
Stone was disappeared. The color, the beauty, the original nature disappeared.
所以石头的这个本质就被掩盖住。
Now the most important thing for the temple to become the house of God, to become the dwelling of God's glory, is when the ark of God received into the temple. The ark of God.Solomon bring the Ark of God into the temple.
当这个殿真的美丽的漂美丽的时候，是神的约柜能进入这个殿。
Today, this church can become a very beautiful church. It is because God abides with us.
当今天这个教会会成为一个美丽的教会，是因为神的灵和我们在一起。
The glory of God can abide with us because we talk about.Keeping the commandments which is written on the two tablets of God.
我们神的灵和我们在一起，是因为我们完全遵守神的诫命，就写在两块板上的。
The will of God is our will.
神的旨意就是我们的想法。
The direction of God is our direction.
神的方向是我们的方向。
The teaching of God is our direction.
神的教训就是我们的向导。
Then indeed, when people come, wow, amazingly, this place indeed full of the glory of God.
所以当人大家来看的时候，会觉得非常惊奇。我们有神的充分的祝福。
Let's read chapter 8.
看第八章，列王记上第八章。
Chapter 8 talk about eventually they carry the Ark of God into the temple.
第八章讲约柜进入圣殿。
Let's read from verse 6 to verse 11.
我们来看第六节到第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 6 to verse 11.
第八章第六节到第十一节。
8 verse 6 to 11.
第八章第六节到十一节。
Then the priest brought the Ark of Covenant of the Lord to its place into the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place under the wings of the cherubim. Verse 7. For the cherubim spread their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim overshadowed the ark and its poles. Verse 8. The poles extended so that the ends of the poles could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. And they are three to his, to this, they are there to this day. Verse 9. Nothing was in the Ark of God except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb. When the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, then they came out of the land of Egypt. Verse 10. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the holy place that a cloud filled the house of God. Verse 11. So that the priests could not continue ministering because of the clouds, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. We can see eventually after the ark went in, really the glory of God is there.
我们看到当约柜进入圣殿的时候，神的荣耀就在那里。
Even the priest cannot minister over there.
甚至祭司不能站立工作。
Indeed, this is the house where God's glory abides.
的确，这是神的荣耀充满的地方。
So, brethren, today, we ourselves shall be a beautiful temple that the Lord can indeed dwell in us.
所以神，弟兄姐妹们，我们要成为一个美丽的圣殿，这样神的灵和我们能在一起。
Our church shall be a place where we build up according to the instruction of God, so it can fill the clouds, the glory of God.
我们的教会要立在神的要他立的地方。
Brethren, where is the temple of Solomon nowadays?
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在所罗门王的殿在哪里？
It's gone.
已经不见了。
You know, temple of Solomon resemble the tents in the wildernesses, but it's double size, yeah, double the measurement.
所罗门王的殿是大概是比在旷野中的帐篷的两倍大。
But the ratio is exactly the same.
但是它大小比例完全一样。
And Solomon's temple is totally destroyed by Babylon.
所罗门王的殿被巴比伦人完全的毁坏掉。
When Jesus time, when it comes to New Testament, there was a king called Herod, his children, yeah, about four covenant, four kings, yeah, they spent about 80 years to build the third temple.
在耶稣的时代，希律王和他的四个继承者都用八十年完成的一个圣殿。
I said third temple because first temple was built by Solomon, second temple was built by Zerubbabel, and it also got destroyed. Later, King Herod built the third temple. It was even bigger than the size of King Solomon's temple.
希律王做了第三个殿，第一个殿是所罗门王，第二个是所罗巴多，第三个是希律王做的。
But guess what?
比以前的殿要大。
Guess what? It also got destroyed.
你们看，他们这个第三个殿也被毁坏。
Now you go to the land of Jerusalem, only the west side of the inner sanctuary, the wall of the west wall of inner sanctuary remaining, and Jewish people they call it what? The wall of crying. Why? Now they believe that that wall represents the abundance of God. Every year, the people will come there and weep and pray and hope that one day they can restore the temple of God.
在耶路撒冷地，你会在那里看到一个至圣所的
西边的
墙。那个墙被以色列人叫做哭墙，因为他们觉得那是神的灵存在的地方，每年他们都要去那里哭泣祷告。
Original location of that temple actually was replaced by Muslims' temple, 清真寺.
他们的这个原来的圣殿被穆斯林的清真寺所取代。
Now the earthly temple is not important anymore.
但是在世上的这些殿已经不再重要。
Now the Jerusalem is come down from heaven. New Jerusalem came down from heaven.
新的耶路撒冷已经从天上降下。
When the Holy Spirit came down from heaven to build up His church, now today God's church is the true New Jerusalem.
圣灵已经降下来建造新的殿。
So today, the physical temple is number one. Importantly, we're going to learn how God, the process, how God build that temple. That is how we should build up a spiritual temple.
这个世上的殿已经不再重要，我们要重视我们心里头的殿。
May the Lord help us so everybody can be a beautiful temple of God.
愿神保能够帮助我们在心里头建立一个神的殿。
Let's sing him 452.
大家唱诗452首。